Good morning. Thank you for joining us here today. My name is Kristen Dunmoyer, and I'm the director for the Bureau of Dog Law Enforcement with the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture. Today we are joined by Secretary of Agriculture Russell Redding and the Cumberland County Treasurer Kelly Nearder to remind Pennsylvanians the importance of dog licensing. Dog licenses are tools to help pet owners safeguard their companions. If your dog ever becomes lost, a license is the fastest way to get reunited with your pet. Dog licenses also protect our communities. Through licensing fees, the Bureau of Dog Law Enforcement has assisted hundreds of dogs return to their home or a shelter, monitors and maintains a statewide dangerous dog registry with more than 600 dogs, conducts more than 5,000 kennel inspections annually, and also prosecutes those operating illegal kennels. And we work to prevent the spread of infectious and contagious zoonotic diseases such as rabies and brucellosis. These funds from a dog license are critical to protecting our communities, residents, and our beloved pets. Dog licenses are truly a win-win for everyone, even non-pet owners. At this time, I would like to invite the Secretary of Agriculture to the podium to share more about the importance of dog licensing and our work at the Department of Agriculture. Thank you, Secretary.
Kristen, thank you and good morning, everybody. It's great to see you. Any day you arrive at a podium and there are treats there for you, it's a good day. But great to be here in Cumberland County, and thank you all for joining us today. And a special note of thanks to Treasurer Nieder for hosting us, and to the county commissioners and county government, both here in Cumberland County but across Pennsylvania, for the support that you provide our department in many ways, certainly today for dog law, but thank you for that. You know, as we approach the holiday season, many of us will gather with friends and family, and many of us will also have our pets as part of that scene. So as we think about this season, I just ask you to please remember the dogs that are part of our family. They are important and valued members of our family, of course, and our companions. So as we make our list and we check it twice, just ask you to think about licensing the dog, which is required, of course, and you do that, it's good every day, but also it's important to do that throughout the year. Dog licenses are the easiest and fastest way to get reunited with the dog in instances where they become lost. The license and their nominal fee are a critical part of protecting both your dog and the other dogs across the Commonwealth. Dog licenses provide, as Kristen has noted, many things. Certainly the funding that comes from the dog license goes to support the coordination of our kennel inspections that we do, remembering that these are places where your dog's parents and or siblings can still be residing, so it's important to oversee those. We have unlicensed kennels in Pennsylvania, right? That is an important part of the Bureau. We support our dog wardens. They are the only eyes and ears of licensed kennels in Pennsylvania and can make their cruelty referrals as needed. The Bureau also protects public health. We don't often think about that with our pets. We see all the good side, but we also know that they are animals are also carriers of diseases. We keep them healthy. That's why we do take them to the veterinarian. We investigate the dog bites and dangerous dogs in Pennsylvania. We protect the animal and human health by enforcing the Rabies Act, which is required for all dogs over 3 months of age have to be fully vaccinated. And occasionally, we have to deal with damages to livestock done by dogs and coyotes. All of the dogs in Pennsylvania 3 months of age and older are required to be licensed. The owners of non-licensed dogs can be cited with a maximum of a $300 fine. We don't like doing that, to be honest, but it is required. So obviously the easy thing to do here, and far less painful, is to get the dog licensed. It is take the worry out of this, of losing your pet. The $10 fee provides a peace of mind and provides the dog with added security. So annual license renewals are due by January 1 of each year. So add the gift of a dog license to your Christmas list this year. And it's simple. Love your dog and license your dog. So again, thank you for being here with us today, and Merry Christmas to you. Pleased to have Katie McLaughlin with us with the star Stella this morning. So welcome. Katie is our Deputy Communications Director for the Department of Agriculture. Katie.
Sit. All right, now that she's settled in, good morning, everyone. As Secretary Redding said, my name's Katie McLaughlin. I'm the Deputy Communications Director at the Department of Agriculture, but I'm also a new resident here in Carlisle. My husband and I moved to Cumberland County about 10 days ago, so we are fresh transplants. Moving, you know, there's a lot of hustle and bustle. I'm not gonna lie, there's a lot of stress in that too and frustration at times. But we were in our new home moving things in, and Stella right away came in, flopped down on the floor and was like, this is my home. So as a house is really a structure that brings people together, but it's who you're surrounded by that makes that house a home. And for us, Stella is part of that narrative. Throughout the pandemic, she's brought smile and light into our life, and the thought of losing her is just absolutely devastating. So the best thing we can do to protect her is get her a license, and it's one of the first things we did when we moved here to the Cumberland County area. As you think of your dog this holiday season, I know Stella has a stocking at home that is waiting for Santa to come by. But you can also give your dog the gift of a dog license. It's an assurance on your end. I know I feel much better having her license, but it's also an assurance for your dog. So this holiday season, I hope you all think of your dog beyond those treats and toys they love, but give them that gift of a dog license. Love your dog, license your dog. It's the best thing we can do to safeguard our pets who make our families whole and our homes feel like home. Thank you.
It doesn't feel completely fair to the treasurer not to provide this introduction. Great host, just wonderful sort of partnership with us here in Cumberland County, and the treasurer will share sort of the work that she's doing and the partnership, and you'll understand much better why we do what we do in the state and do that in full partnership with the counties, but also counties who and treasurers who have this view of there are opportunities with dog law and making sure that they are protected and this county is protected. So, Treasurer Nieder, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Secretary Redding and Kristen. And to our special guest, we're so thrilled to have you here again. And welcome to Cumberland County on what is actually a gorgeous day. And we're delighted that you've chosen to join us here and highlight the importance of this program. I believe we have many responsible pet owners in Cumberland County, as last year our office issued just slightly under 9,300 dog licenses over the course of 2021. But we have made some improvements that we're quite proud of for the 2022 year. And as of December 1st, we sent out over 6,000 email reminders to individuals to license their pet. And as part of that reminder, we also included a link to the email that would take them directly to our online application that was pre-filled for them if they put in their existing license number. So with this click of a button, they could renew their license. And if they elected not to do it online, they could print that out and mail it in to us, which we have multiple ways for folks to get licensed in Cumberland County. Those are two, and if you choose not to use the internet or it's not comfortable to you, we always welcome you to come in and see us in Cumberland County. And after January 1st, we have 11 agents across the county that help support the program by selling licenses in their locations. Please check our website for those details. That's ccpa.net. And lastly, it became very clear over the last year how important, even more so, the companionship of pets were to families and individuals. So it is with a heartfelt ask that we are hopeful that people will license their pet. It's the only way we can help get them safely home. And I ask that perhaps you include a little blue tag this year along with the squeaky toy under the tree. So thank you, and thank you very much for coming.
Treasurer Nieder, thank you. And thanks for reminding us of, you know, what we have experienced collectively the last year, right? I think we all arrive here different people and a new sense of hope, but also the appreciation for those who have brought us to this moment, right? And part of that, quite frankly, is the environment. It's the pets. It's the things that we have found, you know, companionship in. Those who have listened to us and not judged us, right? And we arrive here today, you know, as that reminder in this season, we are very thankful and very grateful for so much to include our dogs in our lives and the pets in our lives. So in this season of thankfulness and Christmas and a new year upon us, take a moment, right, to get the dogs licensed. It is easy to do. You've heard this morning here in Cumberland County, it doesn't get any easier than what has been laid out by the treasurer. And you do that across the state with each of our treasurers. For about $10, you cover both the dog, you get your dog back in the event that it's lost or runs off, you know, as they have a tendency to do. But you have the peace of mind of getting it back. So thank you all for being here. And a special note of thanks, particularly with our staff who over the last year, Kristen and team have kept Dog Wall together and kept us together. I want to say thank you to Barry Hockley, the warden here. Barry, thank you for what you do in partnership again with the county. So thank you all and Merry Christmas. Questions? So, you know, we put a hard push on this past year, budget year, to get that done. I will enter 2022 anxious and every bit as aggressive to get that done. At the end of the day, we need that dog wall fee. It's been 26 years. We were so close, but we'll go back to it here in the new year and press for the dog wall fee increase. You know, I think it's a combination of things, right? One, given the fee has not increased in 26 years, the increase that we're asking, some look at that as maybe too high of a percentage of increase. You know, as we also know that the kennel discussion, the changes we made in 2009, kennels play an increasingly important role in Pennsylvania's dog law and the responsibilities, as I noted. There is interest in the legislature to address the kennel fees, right, which were not part of the original plan that we had put forth. So that's still under negotiation, still in discussion, but that was the other part that folks said, if you're going to change the individual dog fee, is that there are a lot of other fees that contribute to the Bureau's workload, and they ought to be considered.